Heavily armed police, many in body armor, scouring farms and fields as they searched the small town of Willsboro, New York. Someone spotted two suspicious men walking down the street in the middle of a storm overnight. As a car approached, the two took off. Willsboro is about 35 miles southeast of Dannemora. That's where Richard Matt and David Sweat staged their daring prison break almost 4 days ago. A law enforcement source tells CNN it appears the two did not have a getaway car waiting for them and may have been traveling on foot. But investigators do believe they had help, and they've questioned Joyce Mitchell, an employee. She worked with the men in the prison's tailor shop. NBC News reports a day after the escape, Mitchell checked herself into a hospital, complaining of a case of nerves. Mitchell's son defending her, telling the network his mother is not going to risk her life or other people's lives to help these guys escape. The two convicted killers may have also been spotted just a short time after crawling out of a manhole a block from the prison wall. ABC News spoke to one couple who says they think they ran into Matt and Sweat about a half hour after midnight early Saturday morning.
The one guy that had the buzz cut, he had the guitar on his back. A guitar case and
a guitar case.
A black guitar case.
They even challenged the strangers.
So I go look at him and I see him. I ask him, "What the hell are you doing in my yard? Get the hell out of here." And he was like, "Sorry, I didn't know where I was. I'm on the wrong street."
Now, a former prison worker talked about how hard it would be to navigate inside the 170-year-old prison.
There's so many tunnels, all the attics, all the catwalks. It's a big maze.
They use the maze.
They know exactly where to go. They had help.